This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Hello out there in La La Land, City of Angels. And the show is So What's Your Problem? And we want you to call in. You're listening out there and you feel like you kind of had enough of that husband of yours. Or maybe, your affair's heating up. You don't know what to do. This is the place to call. Because we have two from the City of Angels, angels that are our guests today. Mm-hmm. Let me get right to them. I want to introduce them right away.
Yes.
So, from the law offices of Srivastav, we have, believe it or not, in studio, attorney Srivastav.
Hi,
Sri. How are you?
Hi.
I am good. How are you?
Wonderful. There's a round of applause for her.
Thank you.
And sitting to my left and the right of Sri. So we need to give the logistics so people know what we're talking about.
They need to picture it.
Yeah, 100%. You need the visual.
Oh,
so we have the amazing, lovely, talented paralegal from the law offices of Indu Srivastav with us as well, Sonia LePay. Hello, Sonia.
Hey, Sonia.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
So nice to have you ladies with us.
Thank you. Let me introduce the lovely, the talented. She is a relationship expert. She is a child rearing expert. She also is a fashionista. I'm sorry. Her fashions are great on Easter.
Yeah, you should see me on Easter.
I'm from New York, so we say Easter. No. She hasn't worn the same outfit in 3 years.
Right.
And she's getting nervous now. She's starting to feel guilty if she comes close.
Oh, no. No guilt here.
She's also my personal caretaker and minder. So in between segments, she will smack me in the head if I'm doing the wrong thing.
Only sometimes.
And she is a very busy enough gal. She also teaches people how to get a good night's sleep because she doesn't.
Right. Somebody has to sleep.
3 a.m. Debbie has 2 or 3 breakfasts.
Oh,
right.
We have breakfast all night long.
Every few hours we get up, we have breakfast,
a little coffee, go back to bed. That's what happens when you're over 50. Oh, my goodness. Not fun.
Okay. Anyway, let's do this. So, Indu, please tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, why I'm choking to death. Why did I have that pizza? No. What got you interested in the law? Maybe a little bit about growing up, your family.
Yeah, give us some history.
Sure, absolutely. A little bio.
Well, as my name suggests, of course, I am Indian. I was born in India and raised in India. And growing up, I obviously saw my dad, who was an attorney, and dealing with all kinds of cases. He was, a district attorney, so he would bring files home with gory pictures of murder cases.
Wow.
And I was like, this is what I want to do. You know, and
didn't scare you away?
No, not at all. I was like right there. He's like, no, don't look at this one. I'm like, no, this is the best one. I need to look at it.
Wow.
And our dad was saying, these are the kind of men you may be dating one day.
Yeah.
But I'll defend them.
That's right.
Or this is what will happen if I don't like them.
Yeah. Or just keep them out of jail, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so, and that's all I wanted to do growing up. And, in Indian culture at that time, not now, but at that time, the main things were, be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Go, if not that, then become a teacher. But
Jewish? Are you Jewish or Indian?
I think all moms and dads
want that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
cultures.
Doctor, lawyer, teacher.
Yeah. So just to appease them, I did do my bachelor's in science, but then I was like, no, that's not me. You know, mm-hmm. I need to be an attorney. So I went to law school. and then, you know, became an attorney, went, you know, I did practice there for 2 years. I was practicing in appellate court in India. And then when I moved here, took the bar, and then, you know, this is what I wanted to do. And family law always interested me because, you know, you're kind of dealing with personal issues, you know, with people. It's same, but it every case is different. So that always had my interest. And then you're kind of working with people, and I feel like, you know, you're kind of molding them into, you know, different, sometimes different people, but steering
better
them,
people. Better people,
and, you know, steering them in the right direction. So always, it's always fun to be in family law.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions because I'm hearing what you're saying, but you have so many different personalities. It could almost be the same situation,
absolutely,
but the personalities just can make it so vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we will put her on the spot.
Okay, let's
Sonia Lepe.
Oh.
Lepe. Sonia, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where'd you grow up, why'd you become a paralegal? Do you ever have any thoughts of becoming a legal?
No, meaning attorney.
No, you're happy.
I'm happy.
So, where are you from originally, Sonia?
Anaheim.
Oh, Anaheim. Mm-hmm. We know Anaheim. We go out to Anaheim right now. Everybody in Anaheim is very proud of you right now.
Well, I want to know how the two of you got connected. What happened? Give us the story.
Looking for a job, and I took over. One of her paralegals was going on maternity leave. So I was only supposed to be temporary.
Yeah, baby.
And then
baby issues,
baby issues.
And then she decided she couldn't live without me, so she had me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true.
Great.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah. You can't live without your paralegal when you're a lawyer, if you have a good one. That's for sure.
Yeah, we talk to so many attorneys. I mean, Debbie has shows with attorneys. We have so many attorneys on this show, but I mean this seriously. This was very unique for me because Sonia just handled everything.
Yeah.
And then when I said, so Indu will come down, Sonia goes, well, I'm sure she'll want me with her.
Yeah.
I said, I like that.
True story. I mean, she was on vacation for a week and I was just falling apart.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, no, this did not happen again.
Yeah. Right. Calling up the therapist, the shrink.
Yeah.
How long have the two of you been together?
It's about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, 6 years. Okay.
6 years, yeah.
So I'm going to ask Sonia right now. Okay, and I like to ask this question. I'm a movie, you know, I go to the movies, I like movies, we watch television shows, a lot of courtroom shows, and a lot of times you see the situation with a divorce where it comes, where you're mediating, you're negotiating,
mm-hmm.
and you're in a room, right, you're sitting next to your client and the opposing counsel next to their client. Tell me a story where it got really intense with some time. What do? You break up the meeting sometime? You know, if it gets really contentious, I'm sure I see you're nodding. So can you help us with one or two of those?
Yes. You know, I've been in both kind of situation where my client was the one who I thought that, okay, you need to leave the room. And sometimes it's like other party. But I feel like I'm able to keep the cool. You know, I handle the situation pretty well, you know, and you're doing this day in, day out. So you kind of know what to expect. You know the other opposing attorney's personality too. So you know how to deal with it. So it's mostly that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I've had this one client who was just belligerent in the, in the settlement conference, and I just had to pull him out and say, you know, you need to kind of take a walk.
This was your client?
Yes, this was my client. And like, you know, you need to leave. Yeah. And then, you know, I had one client who just like, I had to tell him, like the opposing party, I had to tell them, you know, you need to stop mad dogging my client. It's not going to work, you know, just stop, you know. So, it happens. But most of the time, you know, if the opposing attorney is courteous, and it makes things so much nicer and so much better for the clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as attorneys dealing with this kind of situation, I think everybody needs to kind of, you know, strive for that.
Right. Well, conflict resolution is such
definitely.
A huge, huge part of your day to day.
Yeah.
So when you were younger, were you the problem solver in the family, or did you, you know, did everybody come to you with their problems?
Yeah. You know, at home, I was the one like, okay, when, of course, I was a little older, it was like, okay, you know, let's ask Indu, you know, let's ask Indu. Like, what would Indu say? You know?
Are you so the eldest?
I was, no, I wasn't. I was not. I was the younger one. I was just two siblings. And I kind of like, you know, looked at my sister and said, okay, this is what I should not do because this is going to get me in trouble.
That's the benefit of being the younger one.
That's always the benefit of being the younger one, right? So, and then, you know, kind of dealing with everybody, you know, you kind of know the, you know, personalities of different people. And, you know, yeah. I love reading those and then, you know.
There is an art to it. There's a skill to it. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you have to know how to relate to people, calm people down and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then if I'm kind of like out of line, you know, I always have Sonia to like, okay, Indu, back up.
Sonia, you have a story where you had to do that with Indu or she was getting a little emotionally involved? Or
yes, once.
You had, yeah, only once.
Only
huh?
once. Yeah. She's pretty composed.
What, can you give us a little insight as to what happened there?
I just told her you need to calm down. Like, you need to reel it back. Just bring it back
a little bit.
Was it
the opposing attorney that got you angry or your client?
Yeah, we have instances where actually I was out of the country and Sonia had to deal with that.
Oh,
and
yeah, sure.
You know, some attorneys are just, you know, they're not happy with their jobs, I guess.
Right.
So
yeah.
They get very hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. They get very personally involved and then, you know, and then she had to deal with that. And then I was telling her to calm down. But then when it came to me and she like closes the door and says, okay, maybe you need to take a break, you know,
like every good paralegal would.
All right. Well, it looks like our first segment just flew by. So stay with us. We have a couple of commercial messages. We'll be back soon. Come back on the other side. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm Stan Katz with Debbie, with Indu, and with the amazing Sonia.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now the Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The kids are back to school and autumn's just around the corner. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden reminding you commutes take longer during the school year, so please be patient. Why rush? My friends at SoCal Plumbers 911 work around your schedule. Need an appointment after the office? Call SoCal Plumbers 911. Busted water heater? Definitely call SoCal Plumbers 911. Highly skilled and available 24/7. Enjoy $50 off with their back to school special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCal Plumbers 911.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal, anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's Restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
Talk Radio.
KABC.
Oh, we're on, aren't we? Hello, and welcome back to So What's Your Problem, the weekly radio program where we have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. And may I say that we are very shallow and materialistic. We only like very brilliant people, and you have to be good looking or you're out of here.
Yeah.
It's like a phony baloney. This is not like a 2017 show.
We are not highly evolved.
Yeah, we're not evolved. You're not smart. You're not good looking.
Yeah.
Terrible, right? Yeah. Look, she's going to kill me. Okay, do we have Eva on the phone?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hello, Eva. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. What part of, I assume you're from the greater Los Angeles area?
Hermosa Beach.
Okay. Yes. Well, you know we have the fabulous
Indu Srivastav with us. And what's your question? Or may I say, Eva, what's your problem?
what's your problem, Eva?
Well,
my problem is that I have a daughter who I love, and she got married several years ago, and my husband and I never really liked
the son-in-law
man. Yes.
Right.
And it turns out that now she thinks that he's cheating on her.
Ah, okay.
And she'd like to get divorced, but she'd like to prove that he's really cheating. So I don't know. I mean, what do you do?
What do you think, Eva?
Hi, Eva. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. So, you know, living in California, one thing that you need to know is that it's a no-fault state. So the court really does not look for reasons as to why you are getting a divorce. So to prove that, he's having a divorce, he's having an affair, it really is not going to be worthwhile. You know, you'll just spend too much of your emotions and you're going to be, distraught, basically, and you'll be wasting your time proving that. However, the only way that it'll make a difference is that if he is spending tons of money on the girlfriend and, using community property to take her to different places and misusing community property, that's the only way area that it's relevant to prove breach of fiduciary duty. So until unless you have that, I won't even go into that. It'll be emotionally draining for your daughter to do that. You know, it'll only bring her, misery.
Well, let me ask you this, though. It sounds like, is your daughter very conflicted because she wants to know for sure he's cheating or if, you know, that's one part of it. Mm-hmm. Or is she just so unhappy? And as Indu said, you know, it's not going to make a difference really to the judge whether he cheats or not unless they go into the
I would really like to know if he's cheating, but that be that as it may.
So you can kill him.
Yes, mother-in-law.
Yes, the mother-in-law, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that she's conflicted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes, let me ask Indu then. What does one that's conflicted do? You go to a therapist, you go to a shrink first, right?
Yeah, you do. But, you're at the point where you're losing that trust, which is very important. Emotionally, right. Financially, and, that's what is going to affect that, the marriage, the trust. And if she is not trusting him, it's going to lead to,
Probably. Yeah. Probably a divorce anyway.
Right. Yeah. I think a conversation has to happen between her and her husband first. And, there's something that
this is Debbie
that we can advise to reach out to Second Saturdays, which is a workshop that Indu does with another group of lawyers. And it's kind of like a prep to, if you're considering divorce, how can we do this in an intelligent, organized way instead of just doing it out of anger and impulse? It's more of a systematic way to set yourself up so you don't spend down your whole savings on this type of thing.
Eva, take down this information, or it's easy enough to remember. FamilyLawServices.com. FamilyLawServices.com.
Services.
Yeah, don't ask for Indu. Go straight to Sonia. That's where you'll get something accomplished. By the time that Indu comes to the phone, forget it.
I'll settle your
just
keys
ask for Sonia. Yeah. FamilyLawServices.com. Eva, thank you. And you said you're from Hermosa Beach. Are you possibly from the East Coast originally? Heard a little bit of an accent.
How can you tell?
You got a little touch of a coffee thing there.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Correct.
All right, we'll leave you alone. All right, Eva, thank you for the call. FamilyLawServices.com. And if all else fails, we'll set you up with Jimmy No-Nos and he'll take care of his son-in-law. Thank you.
Indy, why don't you tell us a little more about the Second Saturdays and what that is exactly and how people can sign up for these?
Sure. So Second Saturday is a really great workshop for people who are contemplating divorce or, you know, just want to know how it works or are separated and just don't know which way to go. So this is a class that we, workshop that we offer in Orange County. It's in Brea. And, you know, it's very online. It's available. It'll also be on my website, Second Saturday. And we team up with other professionals. There's a psychologist. There's financial advisors. There's accountants who are in this workshop. And it's about a three-hour workshop.
Well, sounds fantastic. It's like a business transaction, the divorce.
Absolutely.
Looking at it more that way instead of this emotionally charged endeavor.
Yeah.
And let's get, let's get the website again so you can contact the gals, the ladies.
Yeah.
FamilyLawServices.com, FamilyLawServices.com. If you are on the verge of divorce or want to get divorced, or if you want to go to the workshop first and see what your options are and maybe share what's going on with your life with others in similar situations. Sounds great. Sonia, let me ask you a quick question. From the previous caller, Eva, okay? Let's say you are not married. You have no children. Remember your single days. And or you just got married and you think your husband may be cheating. What would you do? What do you
kill
do?
Kill him.
I would say,
what else can you do?
He's a dead man.
He's totally dead.
And as the father of a 30-year-old, you know how we think about our daughters, right?
Yeah.
The arms and the legs are going. Or maybe even the part that he cheats with. Anyway,
get rid of that part.
But seriously, what would your first step be if you thought that was the case?
Detective work.
Yeah.
Hire a PI.
I've got to hire my cousin. My cousin. She can find anything on anybody.
Yeah. Do you ever work with private investigators?
Yes, we do. Work with private investigators. We also have programs in our office where we can do searches and background searches. So that's always a good thing. I mean, Facebook, social media.
It's so easy now, isn't it?
Yes. And you know, especially when you have custody issues, those things are very, very important. So, you know, we have found so much stuff that the other party doesn't even know. So our clients don't know. And then we find those.
Yeah, and then somebody's in kind of a torrid love affair while they're married and they can't help but post something stupid, right, on Instagram or Facebook. You know, they're on a vacation or something.
Yes,
you get busted.
Yeah, you need spousal support. You know, I've had this one case where you need spousal support, but you're going on vacation with your boyfriend.
Yeah, forget it.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to make it that easy.
Yes, and you post that on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah. You know, right there.
Yeah. People get carried away.
You can
away.
Really see the character of a person through social media sometimes, and you can connect the dots and build a case on that, I think.
Yeah.
And do you have issues where there's harassment between, on social media or texting.
Yes.
And they bring that to you. How does that play?
Let's tell us about Sonia.
Mm-hmm. Sonia's nodding. I'm sorry. You needed to go to the bathroom. Okay. All right. Indu, I'm sorry. Does she do that when she has to use the restroom?
Yeah. Always. Okay. Always.
No, but Indu, seriously, right? On social media texting, there's harassment that goes on.
Absolutely. Oh. And, you know, I've had this one case, which was a domestic violence case, and we actually took postings from Facebook, just random postings, nothing directed towards the person, but there's so many things that you can do. You just have to connect the dots and everything. So, you know, social media was one of the things that we used to show how abusive this person was and get the protection for our clients.
And it worked, you know? and you were able to do that.
Absolutely. And then same thing with the text messages. You know, we always tell our clients, you know, think before you put things on text and, you know, always save them so that, you know, later, because, you know, verbal agreements, what you're saying, you cannot prove that, you know. I mean, of course you can testify, but, text messages are a good reflection on how people are.
Exactly.
Yeah, but documented. We've had criminal attorneys that come in.
Yeah.
You know, where it's, proof positive that there's harassment and even some sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm,
it's right there in the text.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, well, we're coming up against another break. It's been an amazingly fun second segment.
So much fun.
With Debbie D, Indu, and Is Sonia back from the restroom yet?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Sonia. Sonia's lovely. She's adorable. And she's a good sport.
Absolutely.
Right? Sonia's a good sport. Okay, come back on the other side. As they say, we have to pay some bills. Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm Stan Katz with Debbie, Indu, and Sonia.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The kids are back to school and autumn's just around the corner. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden reminding you commutes take longer during the school year, so please be patient. Why rush? My friends at SoCal Plumbers 911 work around your schedule. Need an appointment after the office? Call SoCal Plumbers 911. Busted water heater? Definitely call SoCal Plumbers 911. Highly skilled and available 24/7. Enjoy $50 off with their back to school special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCal Plumbers 911.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. The student group planning to hold a free speech week at the University of California at Berkeley have canceled Sunday's event.
The plans have been closely watched because controversial speaker and writer Milo Yiannopoulos had been shut down by violent protests in February and had vowed to come back. Yiannopoulos now says that he and others will speak on Sproul Plaza, the site of the historic free speech movement protests of the 1960s that have made the school a symbol of First Amendment rights. Steve Cumming, KABC News.
La Gran Fiesta Viva Los Dodgers Family Friendly Festival celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month and the contributions of Latino players to baseball. The festival took place at Dodgers Stadium 76th station before the Giants-Dodgers game. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, clear skies 58, sunny, high 85 on Sunday. We're going to be in the 90s beginning Monday. Right now, it's fair 67 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh, brought to you by Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw. I'm honored to have Greg Doolin here. Greg, we are in an age of fried chicken. Everyone loves fried chicken. You do have the best in town. What makes the best fried chicken?
There are a lot of things. First of all, you have to start with a good quality chicken. And then it's all in the seasoning. We season our chicken very, very well. And we have a great breading or flour mixture. And we do that double dip sort of thing. We flour it, and then we dip it in buttermilk, and then we flour it again, and then we deep fry it, and it gives it that nice crust, flaky, crunchy fried chicken that everybody just loves.
Every single time. It's amazing. And it's got that crunchiness every time. And the crunchiness stays. You take it home, it's going to be crunchy when you get home.
That's right, Meryl.
It's what you'll find at Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw Soul Food, 4859 Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles. Just off Stocker. Simply the best. Doolin's on Crenshaw.
Hi, I'm Edna, the owner of Antiques, the last greatest antique store in the valley. People come into my store and they're totally surprised. Wow, it's like a museum, yet you can feel it, you can touch it, you can smell it, and if you're a meshuggah, it may talk back to you.
Visit Antiques Collectibles in Sherman Oaks by Ventura and Hazeltine. They buy and sell rare and unusual collectibles, fine art, and vintage jewelry. Call 818-784-3341 or visit AUNTTEEKS.com.
Come on in, let's make a deal.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Oh man, I love this music. Jose is throwing it at us.
We're bringing you up to date.
We're getting you
20 years ago.
Getting a little psyched up. It's getting late out there. And all three lovely ladies, I think, going out on the town, they were talking about dancing or something.
We're chair dancing.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
We chair dancing here, but out there, you know.
That's all the fun we ever have.
So, husbands, they won't be home for a while. All right, so we're back, and the name of the show is So What's Your Problem? Sonia, did you know that? The name of the show is So What's Your Problem?
I researched it.
Yeah.
She looked it up, right? Be honest, I'm better looking in person, right, than that
Absolutely.
Picture?
Absolutely. So sexy.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Okay, we love Sonia. Sonia will now be a regular on the show as a paid co-host.
Yeah.
Kristen Harold, if you're looking, If you're listening, sorry.
Oh, and Kristen, where is she today?
Kristen. Kristen is doing some red carpet thing.
We miss her.
We have a co-host who's also, she's a model, she's a reporter, she's fun on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, hi, Jose. It's So What's Your Problem, right? It's,
That's the name of the
talk
show.
Talk Radio 790 KABC you're listening to.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Stan Katzer.
That's great.
And I'm looking at Debbie D. Debbie doesn't have a last name.
No,
she's
no,
like
I do not.
Tony, Frank, Liza, Celine.
Yeah. And, Celine.
And we
I'm
have
changing it to Celine.
We have the great Indu Sarivastav. Yes. Sarivastav.
Boy, that just rolls right off your tongue.
Sarivastav.
Yeah. He'll get there by the end of the show. Yeah.
Let me say one thing to Debbie.
Yes.
Omid Diane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
We had a guest that couldn't get his name right. The whole show. Whatever it was, I couldn't
you're
get the name right.
You're actually doing pretty good.
I'm doing. Oh, yeah. You guys are great. Yeah. And yeah. Sonia Lepe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or Lepe.
Lepe.
I like Lepe.
Lepe.
Lepe. Yeah. Right. When I was taking a college class once, you know, I sat in the back with all the wise guy college guys. Mm-hmm. And my last name is Katzer. So for some reason, the professor thought my name was Katzier. So I got everybody, you know, just call me Katzier. All right, anyway, Jose, do we have a caller? I think we have a caller.
Oh, good. Who's on the
hello,
line?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, caller. To whom am I speaking with?
This is Emily.
Emily, hi. And Emily, hi. Do they call you M or Lee or Emmy? What do you think?
M.
M, I like M.
Emily, you sound like our other caller. Are you stalking us?
No, our other caller was Eva.
Oh, okay. All right, Emily.
Emily, how's your evening going? Are you out on the town? You're in the car? Where are you listening?
Actually, I'm at home listening.
On the internet? Nobody has an AM radio anymore, right? You're probably listening at KABC.com. Okay, so anyway, Emily, what's your problem? What's your problem?
Well, my husband and I have been sharing custody of our 11-year-old son, and I was wondering, is there an age where he can choose to either go with my husband or myself?
We're just discussing that, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. We were just discussing that. Hi, Emily. This is Indu.
Hi.
And usually the code basically says that when the child is 14, the court has to look at what their preferences are. But we have had cases, and you'll see in family law, there are cases where minors' counsels are appointed for children who are as young as like 8, you know, or even younger than that. And if you have an 11-year-old with a specific preference, then the court will listen to the child. But of course, it has to be the right reasons. So they will see, and at the end of the day, they'll always look at the best interest of the child. So, you know, just because, you know, he wants to stay with mom because, you know, dad is mean, that cannot be the only reason. Of course, what are the reason? Why does he want to do that? Is it in his best interest? So that's where the court will focus. They will hear what they want to do and what their preference is, but they're not bound by what they want to do. You know, because you don't want to give the power to the minor child to, you know, okay, decide what you want to do. You're 11, you know, you don't want to do that. So I would look into the reasons. I would consult with an attorney before you, you know, involve the child and, you know, do all these legal proceedings and put the child in the middle. So that's what I would do.
Now, does this automatically happen when they're 14, or does somebody have to actually inquire about it with
one of the parents has to bring a motion with the court to change the custody based on preference. Whenever you have a judgment, you have a custody order, and to make any changes to the custody order, you need some kind of change in circumstance. And one of the change in circumstance that the court can look at is the preference of the child. So you know, so that's, but one of the parent has to bring a motion to the court to initiate all of that. But prior to initiating that, always good to talk to an attorney and figure out whether you're doing it for the right reasons. Is it going to turn into just an emotional battle with the child being involved, or is it actually going to, you know, result in something good?
Well, I think also that involves a lot of psychological testing of the child or consultations, and it puts the child through a lot.
Yeah.
And so it should be something that you really think through.
Absolutely. You know, it can be from just an interview with another attorney, their minor's counsel, to a 730 evaluation, which involves, again, testing. And, you know, the child will really feel in the middle. And, you know, I've had cases where, you know, they start with one preference, and by the end of the case, you know, they're, you know, emotionally drained, and mm-hmm. they may not even want what they actually wanted. So
sure, and they may feel guilty. Yeah. Feel guilty for, you know, shutting dad out or shutting mom out. It just puts a lot on the child. So it's something that should be really thought through, I would
say. Yeah, and sometimes, sometimes it is just important to do that, you know, because the reasons are so, you know, compelling that there is no other way than to go to court and make the, you know, best case and let the child decide where they want to stay because it's important for them.
I've seen a case like this, and the father was trying to pull the child more to his side, and he was belittling the mother on Facebook in posts and talking about what an awful person she was.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, it just kind of backfired on him, of course, and he lost custody altogether after that long evaluation, which the court thought that it was not in the child's best interest.
I had a similar case where 730 was going on, and I, you know, told my client, you know, just follow my lead. You know, you cannot badmouth the other parent. And he kept saying, you know, I don't know, Indu, if this is going the right direction. I said, just trust me. And he got custody.
Right. You know? And it must be really hard for people. They're so angry if they've been cheated on or if this person's been mistreating them. And now their child, they want their child to themselves. But really, it's not their complete.
It's not a possession to have.
Yeah, it's not a possession.
Let me ask, Emily, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Let me ask you this question, Emily. Are you concerned that I assume this is your son who's living with you right now?
Correct.
And
I
are you
share custody.
You share custody.
Back and forth.
But, back and forth. Okay. Back and forth 50-50 or every other weekend for your husband or ex-husband?
Yes, every other weekend with my husband.
So the child's mostly with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does he want to have more control or more of the custody?
He does. And
is that why you're concerned? Yeah.
What troubles me is that his new wife has an older son. He's about 15. And my boy loves this boy, but I feel like this boy is a bully towards my son. And, you know, I just would hate for him to choose my ex and get into a household with a bully.
Well, how do we handle
that?
Boy, it
gets so complicated.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to try to really nail your son down and get him to be very honest and direct.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And the other thing that you need to look at, which the courts are going to look at, the stability that, you know, your child has had. They're not going to just switch custody because, you know, now he has a playmate in the other household that he loves to hang out with. You know, how is he doing in school? You know, he's great in school. He's doing well. He's well settled in the custody schedule that you have. Then, you know, the court will not see any reason to change that.
Right.
Yeah.
That is such great advice. I can't believe it.
Let me throw a monkey wrench into this.
Oh, no. Another one of those.
We're doing so well. So there's a 4-year difference, right? So in 3 years, your son's going to be 14 and the other kid will be, what, 18?
Oh, he's a one-year-old. He'll be... Right?
Who's a 1 year
caller? Is it 1 year older or the other child?
No, he's, the other child is 15. Yeah, 4 years.
And your son is 4. 14.
No, 11.
My son is 11. So when he does turn 14.
Hey, it's midnight.
Yeah, it's midnight.
It's been a long day.
All right, so I don't think you're going to have a problem because the other kid will either be out of the house or at college or something.
Right.
Meaning at 14, if your boy said to the judge, I want to go here to be with the cool guy who's beating me up, it probably won't happen.
And hopefully your ex-husband will have your son's best interest too and be able to put a stop to that.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking it was 12, not 14, so I feel so much better now. Thank you so much.
Now you can relax. But also, familylawservices.com, ask for Sonia. they'll take care of you if you have any problems or questions or if it gets intense. And if you are getting married again, you're going to need a
Prenup.
Prenup.
Prenup. But we should talk about conservatorships and guardianships.
Yes, we're going to.
And when we come back from the break, I think we ought to dig into that.
All
because,
right, yes.
Stan, you might need one.
Yeah. I need it today. I'm having a bad day. Okay, Emily, let us say goodbye, because sometimes we're rude and forget to say goodbye.
Thank you.
All right, Emily. So I'll see you later in, where are you, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach?
You can't go visit.
Okay, bye. We got to go. All right, bye. We're up against the break. It's been a lively three segments here. And Talk Radio 7 KBC, Stan Katzer with Indu, Sonia, and Debbie. Come back on the other side.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talk Radio
790 KABC.
Okay, we're back. We're on the air. We got Jose is spinning some tunes for us. It's close to 1 a.m, actually. And I think I'm going to see if the gals will let me go out and party with them tonight after the show. I don't know.
Depends on what you wear.
If I walk,
I know.
Yeah. If I walk in with this entourage, you know, good things could happen.
Yeah.
So I'll be like my son, table service at the best clubs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The best DJs. All right, anyway, we're back. And the show is So What's Your Problem? It's a weekly radio program. We have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain more insight into your problems. I'm Stan Katzer, and I am here with the amazingly wonderful, talented, lovely Indu Srivastava.
Srivastava. Close. Sort of.
I actually did
that. Oh, Stan.
I actually did that just to tease her.
Uh-huh.
Indu Srivastava.
Yes.
Indu Srivastava. Indu Srivastava.
That's right.
And with the amazing Sonia Srivastava.
Might as well change her name.
Srivastava. No, Sonia Lepe. Yeah. Who really handles all the important stuff. And Indu goes into court ready to go.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, so Debbie, I think you had a couple of issues.
I did have questions.
Is conservatorship interesting?
Well, you know, it's something that people don't talk a lot about, but it's something that is super necessary, especially if you have a child with a disability and they're coming toward that age of a majority, 18, and you're worried that they cannot handle their finances. So what in the world do you do if you're a parent and you know your child is getting a Social Security or some kind of income and you know they can't handle it because of a disability or maybe a mental illness, something like that, what in the world does somebody do? What's the first step?
Well, you know, they need to be prepared for it. You know, before they turn 18, they need to consult with an attorney and see if they can get a conservatorship. For developmentally disabled children, what you would do is it's called limited conservatorship. So the, you know, I mean, conservatorship is basically you're taking away people's rights. Mm-hmm. So courts are very, very, you know, careful about that. So they will review it and see what decisions the parents can make for the kids.
What if the 18-year-old says, absolutely not?
I've had cases like that. Yes, absolutely. But then, you know, you have the regional center report, you have doctor's report, you have capacity declarations from the doctor indicated what they can do and what can, they cannot do. The court also appoints attorneys for the children, I mean, the developmentally disabled adults, and they will have their, you know, input as to whether it's in the best interest or not. And then that decision is made. They'll try to work with you as to, you know, sharing that power if, you know, you have a child who is, you know, you have somebody who is really opposed to it. So there's a lot you can do. But, you know, in the long run, if you have that, conservatorship is your only option.
And if you have the opposite end of the problem where you have maybe an elderly parent who is spending down all of their resources, making bad decisions, has a little dementia, the same thing. Would people call you first so that you could help them formulate a case to bring to the judge?
Yeah. So then as a family member, you know, there's an order of preference in the code regarding appointing conservatorships. So, you know, we look at that and see whether they can do that and then file the petition for them and get that, you know, appointment because, you know, for their care, you need that. And also for their finances, you definitely need that. And it's more protection to the elderly. I think it's a really good thing for them because the court's always going to have an eye on that and say, okay, what did you do with that money? You know, you have to do yearly accountings and just kind of tell the court that this is how the money is being spent. You know, the court also issues a bond. So, you know, they're protected. So just as much as it's important for the kids to make sure that, you know, the parents are taken care of, it's a very good thing for the elderly. But of course, you know, all of this can be avoided if they have a good estate plan and, you know, they appoint those agents before. But if not, then, you know, conservatorship is something that protects them.
And you also do guardianships. And is that just purely custody and who has parental rights? Does it bleed into conservatorships in any way?
No. Guardianships, what I do is obviously custody where parents are not able to take care of the children. So mostly, you know, the grandparents will step in or the aunt will step in. You know, interested parties will step in. And then I also do guardianships of the estate where, you know, the children are getting some inheritance or money or the parent is deceased and now they're getting some money. So then, you know, you have to have a guardianship of estate. Even if you are a parent, you cannot just take care of, you know, your children's money. You know, you have to have a estate established because then you can, the courts hold you accountable for all the money that you're handling.
Sure. So you're really actually a first line of defense for people in doing this. You're really advocating for them and making sure that they're not being taken advantage of. So that must be really rewarding.
Yeah, I really enjoy doing the limited conservatorships and the conservatorships. I do, you know, if there's a group of people, like, you know, I have some people, a psychologist and therapist who usually will put me in touch with the parents who are dealing with this and they don't know what's happening. So, you know, Sonia and I, we set up meetings and as a group, we'll educate them, you know, we'll give them the information. If they can, of course, you know, come to my office and hire me, great. Otherwise, I always give them resources as to where to go and how to be prepared for that.
Well, you really have a lot of heart, and you're it shows that you're not in this just for the dollar. You're in it because you care about people, and you take special care of people. And I think that's what makes you stand out. Don't you think so, Stan?
Absolutely. She's very vested in your specialty and your business. And if only we could get Sonia involved. So now I need to ask you.
Yeah.
Because it's fascinating to me because you mentioned you work with a couple of criminal defense attorneys, don't you?
Yes.
And personal injury.
And immigration, yes.
So let's say like a bad child custody case and then the other parent flees with the children. Have you had such a situation?
Yes. I had this one case where they moved to another state. There was no contact. We kept on trying to find the child. And I had the abduction unit, Orange County, involved. And right when the mother was leaving the United States, they got her.
With
the child. And then the custody got reverted back to my client.
Wow.
And then after that, I don't think he ever heard back from the mother because she just went, you know.
So the man, the ex-husband, had the child?
No, the ex-husband, my client, only had visitations.
Visitation, but
the wife ran off with the child. And they had some contact with him. So what you really need to look at is there continuing contact? So if that is not happening and slowly over months, years, that is diminishing, that should be a red flag to the parents that, you know they're going to be gone soon. You know, something is going on. I need to take some steps.
What country did they try to run off to?
Well, she was trying to go to Canada. So, but I have had cases where they went to, what was that one case where Haiti? Yeah. She was gone to Haiti for I don't know how many months.
Yeah. Boy, what goes on.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, I think the lesson is for listeners, and we have a caller on hold. Is, you know, do your best to try to keep it together. And I always tell the story that two good friends of mine, really, they were both, believe it or not, divorce attorneys. And they worked together. They were together 24/7. And I said, how do you guys stay together? They said, we're divorce attorneys. You know what aggravation it is to get divorced? All right, anyway, I think we have Jose on the line. Our engineer actually has a question. Hi, Jose. How are you? And Jose, what's your problem?
Well, I just want to know once and for all, not from my friends or family, but from, a professional lawyer. What's up with they always tell me that I'm living with my girlfriend. We have a kid. They always said that if we spend more than 5 years together and we break up, I'm going to have to be paying something.
Well, not as spousal support because you're not married. So there's the California law does not consider common law marriages or anything like that. There is, case law out there where you can actually, she can go into the civil court and file for a Marvin action, it's called.
Right.
You know, where she can get alimony from you. But, that's a specialty and that is something that you have to prove that there was a verbal agreement to pull in monies. And mostly that doesn't happen unless you have, they can show something.
That's good to know because there's a lot of people who think that there's a, that five-year thing, even though we're not married or anything. A lot of people always tell me, you know that you're going to have to pay.
Do they talk like that? You know that you're going to have to pay. How come my girlfriend says every man talks like that? So he said that. No. But here's my question. He has a liability. He has a responsibility for that child.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Child support.
Courts will back up.
Yeah, child support. And then if something happens and you are separated, then immediately make sure that you have a paternity action going so you can set some custody schedule and custody orders and also child support.
Great.
Right.
All right, you got that, Jose?
Thank you. And by the way, we're really happy together. So
in
case she's listening.
Don't have another child. So, Sonia, quickly, we got to wrap up. When you imitate your husband, you go, so he told me we got to go to the movies. Yeah. And you know what women do? What men do. So she was yelling at me, Dad, I didn't clean the bathroom.
Right?
Men and women don't talk to them. My girlfriend goes, you came in the other day. No. I go, first of all, I don't talk like that.
Well, in our heads, you guys always do talk like that.
All right. So here's the deal. Please, the great Indu Sari. Vastov.
Yes.
And the amazing Sonia Lepe. Okay. Siri Vastov. No, seriously, familylawservices.com, familylawservices.com. Put this in your cell phone. 714-447-9695. It has been a complete pleasure having all the ladies on today. Thank you very much.
Thank
Talk
you.
Radio 790 KABC. Stay on Katzer. Come back next Saturday night. You better.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.